Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We're going to also bring you the news of Donald Trump making a statement on the Paris climate agreement. He is speaking now, although he hasn't yet got on to this issue of the Paris agreement. But let's cross to Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent in Washington, who can give us the background to this. And we'll listen to Donald Trump when he starts talking about this announcement as well. But it sounds, Simon, like he is going to pull out of this agreement.
I think that's absolutely right, Clive. He's on his feet. You can probably hear him just in the background behind me. We'll go to him live in the White House Rose Garden in just a second. He certainly knows how to build suspense, this president of the United States. He's been teasing news of this decision over the past 72 to 96 hours. And now he's standing in the bright sunshine of the White House Rose Garden on what is a beautiful early summer day here in Washington, D.C. And instead of talking immediately about his decision over the Paris climate accords, he's providing a robust defense of his time in office so far, saying that he's created millions and millions of jobs and saying that the U.S. economy is, as he just put it, starting to come back and very, very rapidly. The die is cast on the Paris climate accords, though. Mike Pence, the vice president of the United States, told us just a couple of minutes ago that by the action the president will announce today, he is choosing to put American jobs and consumers first. That's a clear indication that the U.S. is out of the Paris Accords. Let's listen in.
We will see if we can make a deal that's fair. And if we can, that's great. And if we can't, that's fine. As president, I can put no other consideration before the well-being of American citizens. The Paris Climate Accord is simply the latest example of Washington entering into an agreement that disadvantages the United States to the exclusive benefit of other countries, leaving American workers, who I love, and taxpayers to absorb the cost in terms of lost jobs, lower wages, shuttered factories, and vastly diminished economic production. Thus, as of today, the United States will cease all implementation of the non-binding Paris Accord and the draconian financial and economic burdens the agreement imposes on our country. This includes ending the implementation of the nationally determined contribution and, very importantly, the Green Climate Fund, which is costing the United States a vast fortune. Compliance with the terms of the Paris Accord and the onerous energy restrictions that is placed on the United States could cost America as much as 2.7 million lost jobs by 2025, according to the National Economic Research Associates. This includes 440,000 fewer manufacturing jobs, not what we need. Believe me, this is not what we need. Including automobile jobs and the further decimation of vital American industries on which countless communities rely. They rely for so much, and we would be giving them so little. According to the same study, by 2040, compliance with the commitments put into place by the previous administration would cut production for the following sectors. Paper, down 12%. Cement, down 23%. Iron and steel, down 38%. Coal, and I happen to love the coal miners, down 86%. Natural gas down 31%. The cost to the economy at this time would be close to $3 trillion in lost GDP and 6.5 million industrial jobs, while households would have $7,000 less income, and in many cases, much worse than that.
So there you have it, Clive. The United States is out of the Paris Climate Accords. President Trump making that announcement. You heard it live here on LBC in the White House Rose Garden. And let me tell you that as he was making that announcement, reporters like myself got an email from the office of Barack Obama a year and a half ago. It says the world came together in Paris around the first ever global agreement to set the world on a low carbon course and protect the world we leave for our children. The nations, he writes, that remain in the Paris Agreement, and remember that's every country in the world except now for Syria, Nicaragua, and the United States. The nations that remain in the Paris Agreement, he says, will be the nations that reap the benefits in jobs and industries created. In other words, he's very much challenging President Trump's narrative there that the decision that this White House has taken is good for the economy. I believe, writes former President Obama, the United States of America should be at the front of the pack. But even in the absence of American leadership, even as this administration joins a small handful of nations that reject the future, I'm confident that our states, cities, and businesses will step up and do even more to lead the way. So the counterpoint from President Trump's critics being delivered directly into the inboxes of reporters by the man who signed the Paris Climate Accords, Barack Obama, even as Donald Trump, standing there at the White House, demolishes a central plank of President Barack Obama's legacy, pulling America out of the Paris Climate Change Accords, arguing that it's a bad deal for America, it's a bad deal for American businesses, and ultimately, he would argue, a bad deal for the American environment. This decision, of course, is about a lot more than simply pulling out of the Paris Climate Accords. It is the clearest indication that we've had yet that when Donald Trump speaks about making America great again, when he speaks about America first, he is increasingly talking about a more isolationist approach to the rest of the world. That was on demonstration last week at the G7 and NATO summits. It is firmly on display in the White House Rose Garden now, and there are broad smiles on the faces of those Donald Trump aides and advisors who have won what we now believe was a battle royal waged behind the scenes at the White House between people like Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka, who did not want him to take this step, and people like Stephen Bannon, his ideological grey cardinal, and Stephen Pruitt, the new Environmental Protection Agency chief, who are clear climate change skeptics and wanted Donald Trump to go all the way. He has gone all the way, Clive, and as you heard him say there, starting right now, American implementation of the Paris Climate Accords comes to an end. Environmentalists will be absolutely dismayed. Core Donald Trump supporters, who are themselves climate change skeptics, will be absolutely delighted.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. You heard it here on LBC. Donald Trump has pulled the US out of the Paris Climate Agreement. There's going to be a lot more reaction to that dramatic announcement, and we'll bring it to you here on LBC.